He had found work in Hatton Garden, and you know how it was with the internment. If they found the people in, they took them. If not, they often didn't come again. That's why a lot of the refugees who had no work would spend their day in the park. Now, my father was working in Hatton Garden, and my mother said he came home one day at lunchtime, and she said she looked quite pale and said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I've just come for some tools." And that minute the bell rang, and they came and said, "Mr. Oppenheim, I'm afraid you have to come with us." And he was taken to the Isle of Man. And just now, when my mother died, I discovered all his letters from the Isle of Man. I didn't know they existed. He must have written more or less every other day in German. And he doesn't complain, but he must have suffered terribly, because to have escaped from the Nazis and then to be locked up and away from my mother, and she in the Blitz, it must have been absolutely dreadful. I know they made some sort of a life for themselves, and they played music and they had lectures and all sorts of things, but it must have been dreadful for him.